episode 42 of Extra Features. I'm Kevin.
I'm Bob.
I guess that makes me Simon.
What? Yeah. I'm Simon, liar.
Oh, okay, I'm Bob.
Liar.
Can't take this guy anywhere.
What?
This is the kind of guy who would take $20 here and go, well, I'm pretending it's his.
Oh, by the way, thanks for the sub, Kev.
No problem. Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
Lunch good today time. Provided by Subway.
I wish it was provided by... It should
it's
be
good enough for Jared. It's good enough for Bob.
Yeah, maybe the service will get better over there next time.
Maybe. I like the paper on the cheese I have. Tasted wonderful.
I like when we all wanted apple pies. You only had one.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I would make them in batches of two. Okay, so where's the other one?
Yeah, I hate it.
I guess. That's okay. I didn't need that foot.
He likes foot seeds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When he can see them. Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hey.
That hurt.
That's not
mean.
Nice.
I mean. Speaking of mean, the first movie on our list today is Aliens in the Attic.
A Bob special, I call it.
Directed by John Schultz, starring Ashley Tisdale from the High School Musical movies.
And Suite Life with Zach and Cody.
Yes. Bob. Doris Roberts, Kevin Nealon, oh, how things have gone for him. Andy Richter, ditto. Tim Meadows. J.K. Simmons, who will do anything for money.
Including a voice for this movie.
Including a voice. Carrie Walgreen, who also did a voice. Thomas Hayden Church, who also did a voice. Carter Jenkins, from Valentine's Day. Is that the horror Valentine's Day or
no,
the
that's
romantic
the,
horror?
That's romantic Valentine's horror Valentine's Day.
And Austin Robert Butler.
Which I don't even know who he was in the movie.
Let me kick off and say that I don't even remember this. It was like an awful copy that I saw of this movie. And it just I sort of half slept through it and I don't remember any of it.
Okay, well, you and your parents decide to go to rent a cottage. In the woods, whatever. Not a cottage, it was a house.
Yes,
it was a house. And, you know, and Ashley Tisdale needs her boyfriend to come and blah, blah, blah. And accidentally, these aliens land on the roof and try to kill you. And that's the whole movie. And really, that's it. There was only a premise.
Tiny aliens?
There were little aliens, of course, because you can only have little aliens.
One was a friendly alien, too.
One was a friendly because they wanted to be your friend. And they were trying to get their ship back together and kill you first. Who cares? This was horrible.
Yeah.
It was absolutely painful. This is the best Ashley Tisdale can do is walk around in bikini and go, ooh, look at me. I'm Ashley Tisdale. I'm so beautiful. Who cares?
You know what? I don't remember that part. I should borrow that again, actually.
She lies down on the... Yeah, she's up by the pool in her bikini.
Oh, really?
She walks around the house in her bikini. She has her boyfriend come over in her bikini.
Wow.
But there was the...
see a nice copy of that movie, though.
Saw your copy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either. I didn't mind the movie.
I thought Andy Richter... You pardon?
Yeah. Well, I thought... Okay, I'm going to do a spoiler here.
Oh, feel free.
Because probably no one will ever see this movie.
They're not taking it.
Yeah, like
right
they're not five.
Okay.
Although Ashley Tisdale at bikini, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, Ashley Tisdale's boyfriend, the character, when he... the aliens sort of shoot him in the neck with a... dart that makes him, he can,
yeah,
that's the funniest part. Because
that is a good part.
It's like a remote control. So
he becomes
remote control
their slave
the
and they're remote controlling him around the house. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't get him to take Ashley Tisdale's top off, which I might actually have enjoyed this movie at some point.
No.
Then it would become a question of who was this movie made for?
Me!
Yeah.
That's why Aliens in the Attic.
Old perverts. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's like a movie I recently watched, which will be reviewed in a future show called Postgrad. But I'm not going to get into that right now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Another Bob pick on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I've heard about it, and I said, well, this is Simon's rules. They make it. He makes us review it.
So he has to watch it, too. You have to pick crappy movies to add to the torture.
Well, I thought I'd be one to pick a crappy movie out of all the crap we've gotten over the time, like 10,000 BC, I believe. Strange Wilderness. Shall I go on?
Sure. Feel free.
Okay, when I think of... Michael Cera one with Jack Black. What was that one?
Year One?
Uh-huh. There we go.
Okay, we're going to go back to
Aliens in the Attic now. Okay, we'll go back to this
watchable one. Compared to this. this would be.
Actually, this was watchable.
Year one was unwatchable.
I watched it. I thought, man, you know, it's okay. I lived through it.
Listen, Wolverine 2 is coming, buddy.
Ooh,
whoever put Wolverine Origins number one on their list of 10 worst movies.
That was the best movie of last year. 10 out of 10 critics agree. Wolverine Origins.
Where did they find these critics?
Bob's basement.
Like, are they with the aliens in the attic? Is that what they're doing? Well, yeah. They go ahead and...
All right. So what are we saying?
Crap. It's horrible.
A marginal thumbs up.
Come on. Andy Richter is a burnout uncle.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up because
like
of
Andy
the...
Richter to be my burned out uncle.
I think
slapstick
so.
Comedy.
Actually, I think I am burned out uncle. I love Andy Richter. He's awesome.
And so you're speaking of Kevin Nealon, all the buzz. He's on Weeds. Playing a bum out loser.
Watches Weeds. You do.
I love Weeds. I don't watch Weeds.
We don't get time to watch Weeds. We're watching his movies.
Right.
Well, we're watching Postgrad coming up because of you.
Postgrad. Okay.
Who was that movie made for?
I don't know. The Gilmore Girl audience. No. Isn't she on Gilmore Girls?
She was on Gilmore Girls.
All right. So next movie on our list is actually a real blockbuster movie as opposed to whatever this was. Alice in Wonderland, directed by Tim Burton and starring Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, oh, geez, it's a Tim Burton movie, of course, Mia Wasikowska, Anne Hathaway, Crispin Glover, Michael Sheen, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the voice?
What was he the voice of?
No, he was a...
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Alan Rickman, I know Alan Rickman, Stephen Fry, of course, best in the movie, and Timothy Spall, whoever that is. So, Simon, Alice in Wonderland.
Awesome. Loved it. Michael Sheen's the voice of the White Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you guys care.
Oh, okay. All right. And I know who that is then.
Oh, my computer's
the
doing
computer's
weird.
It's blowing up here.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm just going to be a second fixing that. Stop.
All right, Bob, what did you think of Alice in Wonderland?
Loved it. This was great. Like, Tim Burton's take on Alice in Wonderland, which was a good movie. The original one was good in itself, but this... This was amazing. I saw it in...
Did you see it in 3D?
I did not.
What's wrong with you?
I don't
want to pay the $3 extra.
Is it $3 extra I pay for those?
Yeah, it's like $15.
Yeah, it's $15.
Except if you go,
yeah,
except if you go to a Tuesday movie, then it's $8.
They don't have Tuesday cheap movies.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. They started it.
Especially if you go to Newmarket.
You have to go to the crappy, dumpy, wish they would knock it over theater. They have one in where I live. Yeah,
Newmarket.
They have one.
Newmarket has them.
Exactly my point. Newmarket, where
Eglinton
crappy.
Town Center has it.
No, really?
Yeah.
No, Eglinton. So maybe it's Cineplex then.
Yeah, AMC. It's Cineplex.
So Cab,
AMC doesn't have it.
Why is Helena Bonham Carter in every one of his movies?
Well, she's his wife.
Before he was his wife, I see her in every single one of his movies.
It's like John. Why is Johnny Depp in every one of his movies?
Because Johnny Depp's good.
Yeah, but he's in every one of his movies too.
But he's good.
Is Helena Bonham Carter okay?
She's okay. That's it.
She was okay as the queen.
Now, my question is...
Did you like this movie?
I love this movie. Fantastic.
Right.
I
did you see it in 3D?
I couldn't. It wasn't... I tried to. I went at the 11th a.m., 30 showing a.m., but it wasn't in 3D till 1:30.
All right. I saw it in 3D.
And? Was it worth it?
3D effects were pretty cool. But I did not like this movie at all.
What?
What?
I was bored, silly. I thought the characters were not interesting. I thought there was only one. The only character I liked in the entire movie was the Cheshire Cat.
Oh, he was
that
the best.
Was a good one.
Yeah, I liked Stephen Fry. He was amazing. I would watch the Cheshire Cat.
Sorry.
2 hours of
you just want the cat talking.
Cheshire Cat causing shit.
Coke Zero. Let's take the Coke Zero and pour it into Pepsi cans and then ship it out. And Kev would watch it. Ooh,
You could put the Cheshire Cat on 24. And you could have 24 episodes of the Cheshire Cat solving terrorist problems.
You probably could.
It would be a great show.
You probably could.
It would be awesome. But this, oh, man.
You know what? Would Sprout be the Cheshire Cat?
Probably.
Bob has a cat about the size of the Cheshire Cat at his house.
Oh, okay.
And I'm convinced it is the Cheshire Cat.
It eats your scraps.
I've got a question here for Simon and Kevin, though, for this movie. Is this not the first time Simon and I have agreed, and Kevin hasn't?
Probably
it's usually
true.
Kevin and I.
Yeah, I never.
Simon hates everything.
I thought this. I'm not saying it was a great story movie. Okay, I want everybody to know what I liked about this movie.
What did you like
about
this movie?
Beautiful looking Tim Burton movie. A story is a Tim Burton story with little substance, lots to look at, and that's what I enjoy about his movies. I'm never looking
well, that's
for a deep story.
I don't enjoy Tim Burton movies.
But they're all the same.
All style, no substance.
But I like that. But I wanted a popcorn movie. I wanted to sit back, relax for a couple of hours, and just chill out and eat my big bag of large popcorn, which I want to get into later.
No,
they still didn't have ketchup sauce. But they had white cheddar. Yay.
You know, they changed the formula on the white cheddar.
I know. It's not the same. It's
like chemical.
I know. It's missing that taste.
It doesn't have that cheesy taste.
I know.
It.
I agree
with
you.
It's just like you're eating chemical.
I know, I had that problem the other day because they didn't have the ketchup, so I had to go with the white cheddar.
I've given up popcorn.
Have you?
I'm not going to eat it again.
Really?
Yep, for now.
Why, because we're not at the movie theater?
Yeah. You know, the kid that played Alice was okay.
Mia Wasikowska. She's also in Wasikowska. She's also in Amelia.
And she's in couple of Australian movies that I saw a couple of years ago.
I thought she was fine as Alice. I thought she looked right.
She was good. She was the right type.
I thought Christian Glover looked like an idiot.
Yeah, I thought he. I mean, the way that they did his body and so forth.
Well, it's all fake, and it looks fake.
Yeah, it looked deformed and odd.
And his face didn't look right.
I did not like Johnny Depp at all in this movie. I thought, are we trying to say that the Mad Hatter is a romantic lead?
Yes.
Is that what?
Yes, I absolutely agree with you.
I thought that was just the wrong way to go. I mean, he's supposed to be older, crazy, and we're trying to get him as a, somehow this romantic lead that. Is he in love with Alice, or is he in love with the...
He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's not... We're not supposed to... I thought it was funny.
There wasn't enough of the rabbit.
There should have been more rabbit. I agree with that one. But I liked when the hatter goes, I'm a hatter. I'm making hats. I thought that whole scene was kind of funny.
I liked it.
And he makes all the hats.
Yes.
I thought the people around the queen were retarded with the big... Very contrived. With the big nose and the big belly and the big ears.
Oh, yeah.
And I just kind of went, okay. Okay, maybe Kevin's convinced me I didn't like this much. I enjoyed it. I had a good time at it. This is a great movie. I will absolutely say no. But I did enjoy myself.
I had
a good time.
So did I.
I mean, it's not going to make a top 10 list. Probably going to make a top 20 list. If you just want something, might be a lot of bucket lists. You know, something I can just sleep through and enjoy.
Yeah.
But I find that with all Burton movies.
Okay. So
I'm going to give it a thumbs up because I had a good
time. If you like Tim Burton style movies,
this is
you're
going
to be happy with this and... But I'd really recommend seeing it in 3D. I mean,
they might the Cheshire Cat must have been really cool. I like the scene when he escapes from the Red Queen.
Well, the nice thing about the 3D effect in this and as opposed to, like, Avatar was interesting. I mean, Avatar gave you the sense of, I don't know if you saw it in 3D or not.
No.
I did.
All right. It gave you the sense that it was a full-blown breathing world.
They don't have 11:30 showings at 3D, I found out.
Go to the later show.
I can't.
Go to weekend. Get a babysitter. Take them with you.
Yeah,
that's what people like Kevin. I get to see you and Kevin sitting there, and you don't know me. And I bring my two kids running around the movie theater for 2 hours. You guys are trying to watch Avatar.
Or sit down.
3 hours. Like, would you guys enjoy that?
I'd be paying attention
like,
to the movie.
What kind of parent would I really?
Yes.
My kid's like, hello.
I'd be going, hello.
Right. And then you pull out the movie screen. Kevin's beside you going, get me some more popcorn while you're up.
Yeah, give me a refill on the drink. Yeah.
You know? Like.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Anyway.
Was Alan Rickman good? Did we like
yes,
him as the Cheshire Cat?
He wasn't the
Alan
Cheshire
Rickman
Cat. He was the
Alan
caterpillar.
Was
it was the caterpillar.
Absalom, the caterpillar.
Yeah. Did you like the caterpillar?
Yes. I like the cat more, so it was like going around and around and around.
Okay, what about the White Queen? I want to get into this a little bit more.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
I like the White Queen with her black eyebrows. And clearly the White Queen dyes her hair white. The carpets do not match. Anyway, so... I actually kept thinking, is that Anne Hathaway? It looks like Anne Hathaway.
It's the same thing.
Is it Anne Hathaway, or is it Tim Burton's ex-girlfriend, the one that was in Mars Attacks?
Oh, my God. Please tell me we're never going to have to watch Mars Attacks.
Oh, Mars Attacks.
Can we?
You've seen it.
Oh. I've seen it.
Oh.
They make it.
Okay, there we go.
Simon makes us review it.
We can do it now. Mars Attacks was not good.
Awful. Piece of crap.
But it was stylistic.
But they have Tom Jones and Jack Nicholson. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. What are we doing?
Well, we're singing Mars Attacks, which is choppy. It was before Tim Burton had a real sense of style. This was choppy. I liked it. Sorry.
All right. Well, if you like it, that kind of stuff, go for it.
I'm giving it a thumbs up, too.
Somewhat disappointed. And I actually found points towards the end of the movie where I was like, come on, get over with this. The night before the battle, there's long periods of nothing is going on, and people are just staring at each other, and I'm like, I could be home, man. I could be watching a movie on the list, at least.
I thought Kevin was thinking.
What concept that is. A movie on the list.
I wish they had better white cheddar powder popcorn.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that reminds me of something else. Do you guys have signs? Like, I go to an AMC. I don't think you guys do.
No.
Yes. They have a sign now at the AMC saying I'm not allowed to bring outside food. I thought that always was the case. You weren't allowed to bring outside
food.
That's
what I thought, too.
Yeah, it was always the case.
But now
they just... they want to make sure it's bigger so that they can enforce it.
Oh, I still bring in food. So.
But I go to an AMC, too.
Oh, I didn't know you did.
Yeah. I switch between AMC and...
Cineplex?
Cineplex, yeah.
Okay.
And I've gone to a... an Empire cities. And a Silver City. And
I've never been to an Empire.
Yeah, one's out in Barrie.
Oh, yeah. I'm Barrie quite often.
And they've got another one at Shepherd and Young.
Oh, then I have been there.
Yep.
If that's an Empire,
they changed it.
Oh. Kevin just goes, where do you see the movie on big screens or little screens?
I go to Young and Angleton, Silver City.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and they got a nice 3D, couple 3D theaters there.
I think the AMC has two, I think, too.
Yeah.
Never. Okay, speaking of movies.
All right, so next movie, yeah.
Yeah,
let's get it. Assassination of a High School President, directed by Brett Simon, starring Bruce Willis, Misha Barton, Zachary Booth from Nick and Nora's Infinite.
I don't
playlist.
Know who she was. He was in that.
And Gabrielle Brennan. Now, was Zachary Booth the lead guy?
I think so. Probably would have been.
All right, so...
This was a strange movie in my world.
Really?
I know you love this movie. You told me.
I love this movie.
You told me thank you for recommending it to me, and I said I didn't recommend it.
I want to buy it on Blu-ray, but it's not out.
I read. You know me, guys. I always read articles on movies and things coming up, and I'm like, oh, Bruce Willis. Mm. Okay, I'm gonna give it a try. This was Bruce Willis being Bruce Willis, just being
the principal,
complete jackass.
He was
the whole
jackass,
movie.
But he was a jerk principal. He was
just a complete jerk the whole movie.
He kept to order.
And Mishka Barton was just like...
No, she's never very good. But she was the temptress, right?
I thought Gabrielle... Yeah, she was the temptress. Zachary Booth wanted to sleep with.
Yeah.
And he finally gets her.
What I loved about this movie was it was like a Chandler novel in high school.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
he's
yes.
The reporter for the school paper. But he's like a private eye almost. And he's being used. The power of the press is being used to... it's my phone.
My phone.
Don't
Kevin's got to turn his phone off.
No, well, not me. It's
his. Oh, it's Bob's phone?
It's Bob's phone.
Oh, great. So how long is this going to ring
I'm
for?
I'm not going to answer because I don't know who you are.
Are.
He has different rings for every person that he knows.
I know.
Yours, it's hello, Mr. Watson.
Is it?
Something
like I've never heard it. I guess I should call it one day when he's there so I can hear it.
Maybe.
This is really great during the show, Bob, that we're kind of stopping just for you. Because I ain't editing any
is
of this.
Is it an important call?
Yeah, is it important? Is it the pizza delivery? So, so he's being the detective, this and that, and Mishka Barton.
He's manipulated. They use
totally.
Sex and they use other things.
You know what? They could have used sex on me in high school. I totally would have been manipulated.
But
he gets the story in the end, though.
He does.
Which is surprising, because you never think he's ever going to figure this out.
Yeah. He's a little bit dense.
Yeah.
But his heart's in the right place.
It is.
He does things for the right reason.
Why did you think of Gabrielle Brennan?
Which character was Gabrielle Brennan?
She's the bad girl, the one that keeps showing off her boobs the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. She was okay.
She was just. I thought this movie was a little dull, boring for me. You like Chandler novels, though. And you like The Long Goodbye. This is just a high school version of The Long Goodbye.
I really love this movie.
I know you did, and I'm just like, I couldn't handle it.
The best thing we saw
I got
show,
so bored so. Of this movie, just really bored. I tried. Mm-hmm. I kept going, it's got to get better. I just could never get into it. I kept reminding me of the Rachel Papers, going, this is just not
like
getting better.
Papers.
I know, you do like that
I
slow.
Like the Rachel Papers, too.
Yeah, of course you did. A slow, methodical build. Are you trying to hit me, sir? This is on radio.
What did?
Well, then we won't see it happen, will we?
what did Mr. Phone say? What do you think?
What?
Oh. What did your phone...
Well,
you know.
The movie stopped before I could make a...
Nutbuster.
Yeah, no, I had to walk out of the theater.
Oh, you saw this in the theater?
No.
I think you were one of the five people that did.
It was out on DVD when you
were DVD. Okay, it's on DVD. The stupid tape stopped. How about that?
Well,
the DVD stopped.
He has no comment.
Yes, I do. I hated it from what I saw.
Wow.
From what I do.
Now, here's a movie. Next on the list is Complicated, directed by Nancy Myers, starring Bob's sweetheart from high school, Meryl Streep, Bob's old lover, Alec Baldwin, Bob's best buddy, Steve Martin, John Krasinski, Mary Kay Place, Lake Bell, and Nora Dunn. Bob, you saw this first.
I saw this first in the theaters.
Go ahead.
I loved it. I thought all three main characters had a good chemistry together, but I do not want to see Alec Baldwin half nude ever again.
Naked and fearless.
Naked and fearless. But altogether, like, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Most of us.
Pardon? I don't think so.
Boing, 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 boing.
Have you seen Alec Baldwin's belly?
Yes.
I tried to look away, yes. But it was.
Cap, what did you think?
I thought I hated this movie.
Why am I not surprised?
We're really in a different level this week. I kept watching this movie and I'm going, why would anybody relate to this movie? Why would anyone think this was an appropriate? Here we are, we're in the middle of this awful recession. People are facing hardship and so forth. And here's this old divorced woman in this gigantic sprawling house, and the kitchen isn't good enough for her. She needs a new kitchen and all this stuff. She has her own business, which is clearly booming, making croissants in this high-end restaurant and muffins. It was like this was written by the idle rich who just said, I think I'm going to write a movie about a woman who runs a restaurant and relating with her old ex-husband. And maybe there's a hot young architect that she's interested in, but we'll make him played by a funny guy, Steve Martin. How about that? You know, it's just, and they travel to New York for the weekend because her other son is gone. And then they go back to California, and then they go. It was like, who was this? Like, I'm watching this going, I don't like these people. I like Alec Baldwin, all right? He was okay. But, you know, he doesn't like, it's getting tough because his, you know, hot young wife is dealing with their kid that she had with actually another man. But he can't handle the stress of being a father of a young child, you know, which is the bed that he made. So he's looking to go back to his ex-wife, the vibrant Meryl Streep, which is scary thought onto its own. I hated this. I hated this movie. It was painful. It was not. Steve Martin was not funny, and he's usually funny.
No, he's
you
not.
Didn't find it funny when they were they had the marijuana for the first time in a while, and they were all just going .
Didn't I just say that I did not find anything funny?
Actually, yes, you did. But I'm trying to point out funny
it
bits.
Was, oh, isn't this cute? We'll give them marijuana. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. It'll be wacky. It'll be wacky. Oh, my.
How do I follow this up?
Was John Krasinski married to one of her children?
Yes.
I thought he was like this gay guy that just hung out.
No, he's married.
With one of the kids.
He's married to Lake Bell.
And you know, all right, that was kind of funny when he saw them creeping around in the back of the hotel. Yeah. He was amusing.
Oh, you found a funny part.
No, amusing is not funny.
Amusing.
Actually, it is to me. If I can get amusing and funny together, it's funny.
Fat man in a little jacket.
So for me, the only movie I liked was the one you hated so far in this show, because this is the worst. I mean, Alien in the Attic was unwatchable, in my opinion, but this was just... completely coming at the audience from a different approach.
Can I talk about this movie?
Yeah, go for it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I think, Kevin, the point of this movie was sort of, me and my wife watched it together. And I'm not saying I didn't hate it. I'm not saying I loved it. I was kind of in the middle. I'm kind of like, this is just happy popcorn movie for adults. Like, not a thinking adult movie, just a date movie for older, mature couples that have nothing else to do because they don't go to the movies normally. They're like, I can go see. I like Meryl Streep. I like Alcoholics, Steve Martin. And it's not offensive.
It took me back to an earlier era of movie making when movies were all about the idle rich.
Well, that's exactly it. I love those movies, idle rich. Okay, we're going to go to Italy this week. They just throw up in Italy in the next scene. I think this movie is just light. It's dumb to no end. I mean, I can't see Meryl Streep. The marijuana scene was probably my worst nightmare of this. I'm like, why are they smoking marijuana? Oh, we used to do it. Remember 20? Yeah. And you gave it up 20 years ago.
You realize there was a reason for doing that, for not doing it.
Yeah, you know, and then they're right back smoking it. I was kind of like, okay. I just thought this movie was fluffy, predictable, and just sort of ended. I mean, I can't see myself ever wanting to see this again, ever hearing about this again. Me and my wife had a fun afternoon watching it, and then that was done. You know what I mean? And that's it. That's all I got to say. I'm kind of like, it was okay. Bob loved it. Kevin wants it burnt.
You're mid-level.
There we go.
We're all over the map today.
Another Bob pick on the list. Next, I see.
Here's a classic, formerly classic. That's Dorian Gray,
based on the picture of Dorian Gray.
Oscar Wilde, yes. God, I can't believe that I forgot a Cerebus character.
That's true.
Anyway, directed by Oliver Parker, starring Ben Barnes, Colin Firth, Rebecca Hall, Rachel Hurdwood, nice name, Fiona Shaw, Miriam Dabo.
She was in the James Bond movie.
No, no, I'm trying to remember what.
She does a lot of voice work now.
Carolyn Goodall. All right.
Bob, you want me to go first?
Yeah, might as well.
This was painful. Mm. Opening credits to the end. Oh, my God. Ben Barnes, please retire now. You suck. You are unattractive, boring, uncharismatic. It's like the guy walks around all day. Hi, how are you? I'm Dorian Gray. Are you going to put any emotion to any of these movies, Ben? You know why you have no career? Because you stink. Mm-hmm. Prince Caspian. Ben Barnes.
That was really bad.
And that other movie you made me watch with Jessica Biel in it.
That was horrible.
Ben Barnes trying to act through that again.
Ben,
let me help you. Show some emotion. You're Dorian Gray. You're supposed to be this evil, sadistic tyrant.
Yeah, but all that is reflected in the painting.
I know it's in the painting, but I mean, he's supposed to be having fun. He doesn't even look at all interested. Then 100 years later, whatever it is, 25, he comes back and he decides, oh, I killed that woman. I really did love her. Oh, my God. Give me a break. Dorian doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
And then he falls in love with Colin Firth's daughter at the end of the movie, and that's his downfall.
Yeah, who was that actress? She was really interesting.
I think it's Rebecca Hall, but I could be wrong.
She actually is, yes.
Yeah.
But she was actually the most...
She had personality.
Her and Firth steals this movie.
Firth is good in almost
everything.
He is
such a good actor.
That's why I recommended it, because of Colin Firth.
Yeah. Because of Colin Firth. Not because you had watched it before. It was just brutal. Ben Barnes can't carry a movie.
No, he can't.
He's brutal. Give me that guy from Stardust, Charlie something.
Charlie Parker?
Maybe it's Charlie Parker. I'll take him.
Okay.
Not saying he's much better, but I'm willing to give him a shot.
Bob.
Yes. Okay. I wanted to watch this movie, but I agree with Simon on the Ben Barnes not having sort of personality enough to carry this movie. Colin Firth is good in it. Colin Firth is good in everything I've seen him in. But after watching Dorian Gray, I thought the original was much better. Like the picture
did a lot more than just age. It like secreted.
Yeah, it secreted. It did. Well, that's the thing. In the original movie, it didn't do that. Like, I saw things happening with this picture that I didn't see in the original Dorian Gray picture. But I still
like CGI.
It's called
the best Dorian Gray was in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes, he was.
Where he was fighting with the Justice League.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah. Good movie. Good book. Good comic.
But I'm going to have to give it a thumbs down.
Wow. I am shocked. Kevin? Kevin's going to love this movie.
No, I didn't
like it.
I didn't care for it. Colin Firth was good. The daughter blew me away.
Rebecca Hall was excellent. I agree with you. She was decent. I don't know her from anything.
And I thought it was interesting in that maybe they decided to go back and look at the author and his own predilections. And, this story in Gray is even more of a sensualist than the one in the book.
Yes.
So he's bisexual and
anything goes.
Yeah. Basically, he's willing to try any taboo. But I never got the sense that he did anything all that terrible.
Well, didn't he kill the artist?
He did.
Yeah, there is.
And then he supposedly killed that girl he was dating from the theater. But I never really got that impression that he killed her.
She ended up in the water, and I saw her.
But that wasn't him. Herself.
Well, she killed herself.
And that's what's weird in the movie, when her brother comes after him and says, you killed my son. No, he didn't.
She killed herself out of his, he denied her or something like that.
But, I don't know, I thought that was kind of weird.
Anyway, it was not good.
It was way too long.
Yeah, and I didn't like the original Dorian Gray as well.
I've read the book. It was excellent.
On TMC or
whatever. Oh, good. So. You didn't put it on the list.
No.
Died watching that. I can't watch this.
Yeah, and the book is okay.
Book's excellent. It's Oscar.
But, I would not recommend this to anybody. It was just misdirected. And the lead character, he's just not good. Ben Bird or
Barnes.
Ben Bird is the sound guy from Star Wars.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know why you know that.
All right, shall we keep this?
There's also
going?
Brad Bird who did The Incredibles.
Funny people,
funny
Bob.
Funny people.
You're funny.
Your favorite movie, directed by Judd Apatow, starring Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen, Leslie Mann, Joni Hill, Jonah Hex, Eric Bana, Jason Schwartzman, Aubrey Plaza, Maude Apatow, Iris Apatow, Andy Dick, Charles Fleischer, Carol Leifer, Paul Reiser, George Wallace, Norm MacDonald, Sarah Silverman, Eminem, and Ray Romano.
Eminem was in this
Not
movie?
Romano.
I didn't remember seeing him.
He likes noodles.
a lot of people.
Okay, so let me start off funny people, okay? I know that it's going to get a lot of abuse. I can sense
as long as you're prepared for that.
I went to see this in the theaters back in August.
I saw it in August, too, thank you.
And someone finally just watched it recently.
I'll tell you why in a minute.
I didn't hate this movie. I actually thought this is probably Adam Sandler's best movie since the hockey one.
Yes, I'll totally back you up on that.
His movies generally suck.
Thank you.
Completely.
I actually thought he showed something in this movie that I haven't seen, which is he's a human being. He actually showed that, and I actually thought this could have been semi-autobiographical. It's about a comedian who's diagnosed with a disease, which is potentially terminal, right, I think?
Correct.
And, dealing with things. He brings, hire Seth Rogen, who's an up-and-coming comedian who's not funny, to brings him on as an assistant and a writer, and reconnects with Leslie Mann, his ex-girlfriend, who's married with Eric Bana, who's an Australian. Nice to hear him actually speak in his own native tongue.
Very rarely.
Yeah, but the movie—he's not a nice person. Adam Sandler's character, and I like the shots of the films within the film, which showed stupid movies that he'd made in the past.
Oh yeah.
And they had actual vintage footage of Adam Sandler back when he was younger, before he made it big.
Yeah.
I didn't hate the movie, but it was not very good.
I think it's hard to like this movie.
He's a hard to like character.
He's very difficult to like. It's like About Smith, same kind of. Actually, he was good in About Smith. There's a movie I liked Adam Sandler in. No, not About Smith. What was that? Oh, that's the wrong movie. Anger Management. I think he played it. I thought this was really Adam Sandler playing Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
For the first time. It had Jonah Hill in it, so that's a negative automatically.
Oh, Jonah Hill.
He's just useless. Actually, I thought he was his best role I've ever seen him in. But
it's
like,
not saying much. But
yeah, I thought I liked Jason Schwartzman in this movie. I thought he did a very excellent job playing Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah.
Because he does. I don't know. I just find this movie is lackluster. Very slow.
Yeah.
Never really picks up.
Yeah.
Shows Seth Rogen can't act. But whoever, it's just, he's brutal.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad for the guy going, nobody, you need the funny lines. Like, you really need to take the onus of off trying to watch you act. And I think the same problem, and Sandler was actually quite decent in this. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, Sandler can actually act.
Yeah, I thought Sandler could actually go on and do a dramatic role.
Which I was quite impressed, but I didn't find, like, I'd never seen Spanglish. That was probably the most dramatic
role.
No.
don't
see Spanglish? Okay.
Yeah, that's,
I know.
That's just wrong type of role.
Oh, okay. But I thought he was quite decent. I just thought this movie is another boring Judge Apatow movie that runs way too long.
Yeah, he's got too much creative freedom at this point.
And you just get to the point that you just want more Eric Bana. Because he's the only one that goes, look, I can act. Look at me. I'm an actor. My neighbor talking running circles around you guys.
I'm getting tired of Apatow's wife.
She can't act.
Yeah, she's okay as the drunk. Oh.
Yeah, in 4-year-old version when she pukes all over him.
That's the one I actually liked of Judd Apatow.
I think it's still his best movie.
Yeah.
I just think his movie just is kind of like our conversation, dull and boring.
Yeah,
like there's no point in watching this movie.
All right, so let rip the dogs of war. You've been waiting on this. All right,
I've been waiting for this one. Funny People wasn't. I know he's this guy's got a terminal disease, but it's Adam Sandler. He's supposed to be funny.
He's not.
Yes, he is. Well, he's not. No, he's not. That's the whole point. He's not.
I don't like people trying to change preconceptions.
But okay, the title itself, Funny People. Like when you gave me Strange Wilderness, I wasn't expecting what I got. Like I thought I'm gonna get something good.
Strange Wilderness.
Yeah, and that's Funny People. I'm going. Yeah. Okay. When?
I have an idea, Bob, for some Strange Wilderness. Why don't you just get naked and walk around with DVD covers all over yourself as your clothes for the day? Be a Strange Wilderness.
And then
I'd have to, no, that wouldn't be Strange Wilderness. I'd have to call myself DVD Man and start flying up in the air with the greatest of ease. Okay, anyway.
I think he
could
say,
thumbs down for this one.
I don't want to let you go until I see the light. You know what? Anything better than this movie would. I know what I was waiting for? Those two guys from I Love You Man, Paul Rudd and.
Paul Rudd, didn't he show up in it at some point?
Oh, probably. He didn't have.
I'm sure he was there.
I'm sure he was there.
Microphone down on this one.
Yeah. It's horrible, horrible, horrible movie.
All right, the last of our new releases, is They Call Me Bruce.
Actually, I looked it up. It's My Name is Bruce.
No, it's we have the cover here.
Oh, here we go. DVD challenge.
What was that, Kevin?
My name is Bruce.
Oh.
My name is Kevin, and I'm eating crow right now. Well, when I was doing IMDb for it, I'm going to call me Bruce, and I'm going,
movie,
this is
Kevin?
Not the movie.
I've never seen it in the Walmart $5 bin.
I got it in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Must have been the last one.
But I knew it was out. Dark Horse movie.
You find the $5 bin after it came out? Like a week after it came out?
Pretty much.
It's like the same day. Look, it's out. Time to go $5 bin,
Charlie. To the $5 bin.
Like, do they have like a truck? Like, they should have one of those big dump trucks just come in with the $5 movies and just dump them. So if you want one, you gotta go looking.
Bruce Campbell and Ted Raimi in it. How bad could it be?
Who's Ted Raimi in this movie?
He's all over the place.
He's all over. He's
the Chinese
guy.
That
the Chinese guy.
Oh.
He's the guy that changed the sign. He's his
agent.
He's everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fearless, unstoppable, and ready for his close-up.
Yeah, oh, it's close-up.
Fun ride with Bruce Charm on full blast. According to Ain't It Cool News.
Ain't It Cool News watch the movie?
Moments.
Yeah, there was. I can't believe this movie got made. God, they actually put this in a box and on DVD and sent it out. laugh out loud moments. You know what, Bruce Campbell's directing was a laugh out loud moment. I've never seen so many blocking issues as opposed to my high school prom trying to get to the buffet line. Oh my God, this movie is a train wreck waiting to happen. This movie isn't worth the case. I want the DVD case. You can keep the DVD. That movie should be put out there to film studios. How not to make a movie.
Listen, this is a better movie than The Man with the Screaming Brain.
he's got other
Which
movies?
I haven't
he's
seen.
Got other movies out there. Or Alien Armageddon and things like that.
Well, it's like the movies he made at the beginning, whatever he was doing at the beginning
of
the movie.
He makes these cheapo movies.
Like, he's living on three movies. Forever.
I love it. He's making fun of himself. He's living in a trailer in the woods.
But that's what I really think he is doing. He's the Rustler of the film industry.
He kind of is.
Him and Mickey Rourke should
awesome
be on
the... I met him last fall. He was great.
I'm sure he's a fabulous guy. I have nothing against
him. I love
him.
His movies.
But this movie is he's horrible on every single level. It's badly directed. Oh, wait, Bruce Campbell did that, too.
Yes,
he probably put the funding up for this movie because nobody else would do it.
Dark Horse Comics, Mike Richardson gave him the money to make this movie so they could do a comic
You know,
take the movie
hey Bruce,
back.
It's Mike, yeah? I got an extra $300,000-$400,000 because I have to give to the government. Want to make a movie? Okay. This was just to dump cash. There's no point to this movie. What was good about it? Even the chick was the best thing about it.
Yeah, there was nothing good about this movie.
Nothing.
It was goofy.
Hey, he's charging kids $5 but $10 each to sign their stuff and this and that. He's making fun of himself. I get it.
He does, yeah.
Do a documentary next time, okay? A Day in the Life of Bruce Campbell. This is awful.
All right.
I have nothing good to say about it. Horrible.
And Bob.
He's probably running tours of his trailer to make $10 after this movie. Hi, welcome to Subway. I'm Bruce Campbell. I've lost 15 pounds eating vegetable subs, just like Jared. Look at me. See my next movie. I took a big crap in the toilet, part 2. My name is Bruce, the sequel.
John McSludge.
Horrible.
Anyway,
horrible.
Bob?
My name is Bruce. I'd like to speak, but I'm
my
afraid
name
that
is
I'll...
Bob McBride.
Hey, my name is Bruce. I'm going to change my name to Bruce.
Are you performing music in the atrium of Princess Margaret?
I don't think so.
Because there's an ad. There's a sign saying someone named Bob McBride and another person are performing music.
Well, it can't be the guy from...
That's him. He didn't want to tell you. He wanted to be surprised. Him and Jen are now a singing duo. Oh. Islands in the stream, nothing in between.
Tell me what...
No. I'm not telling you anything, Bob. That's between you and Jen.
That is what we are.
So are you going to be attending that concert?
No. I'm still waiting for Bob's review. Come on.
Oh, my name is Bruce. Bad. Right. Very bad. Join Adam Sandler in the I Want a Career line and Ben Barnes. Join all three. You can make a movie together.
For me, the overall, this show sucks.
and Kevin bought the movie, people.
That's one of the ones I like.
Oh.
Anyway.
Ooh.
We got two more movies coming up.
No,
yeah.
All right. We still have to do the video one.
I know. So maybe something will be good there.
Let's wrap up the new movies and say that generally...
They sucked. Wow.
Episode 42 is not going to go down as a great one.
Okay. Waiting, Bob.
Oh, video vault?
This is Sparta!
I think I like the Spartans better.
Release the hounds.
Okay, Bob.
This is
Sparta. Bob?
Yes?
One of your favorite movies of all time?
The Wizard of Oz.
Are you the Wizard of Oz, Bob?
I am the Wizard of Oz. I am the Wizard of Oz. Oh,
I think you're the Wizard of the Mandarin Buffet.
Who is he? Is.
I wonder if the...
we're off to see the Wiz, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Well, Buzz, how many times have you seen this?
How many times have I seen this?
Yeah.
20?
Kevin?
Or more?
You've only seen this 20 times.
And when I found out we were reviewing it, I didn't even have to watch it. I remembered everything. NTM! NTM! I'm scared! NTM! I'll give you NTM! Oh, and your little dog, too. Toto, too? Yes, Toto, too. Yeah.
Check, please.
I didn't realize there was a Chris concealed Irishman in The Wizard of Oz.
Well, you know, the leprechauns, I mean...
See, now we found the vomit front.
The munchkins, they were leprechauns in real life. I'll give you on to him.
What do you think, Kevin? How many times?
You know what? I'm trying to think. I'm 40.
I'm probably the same
so
as you.
I've probably seen it at least as many times as I've been years alive.
Yeah, I think every year I've seen this movie.
Is this movie a classic.
Ever not lose its fun?
No, it used to be, it's always, you know, fun. Big, I probably started watching when I was 3 or 4.
Yeah,
it used to be one of those things when, you know, when there wasn't a million things to watch, you know, on a holiday weekend a year, they would, I think around Easter, they used to show The Wizard of Oz, and everybody
Around New Year's, too, they showed it.
You know, those were the event movies that you watched on television. You know, The Wizard of Oz, you had Ben-Hur, you had Ten Commandments, you know, this is one of them.
Ben-Hur was Easter every year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch that 4 hours.
Ten Commandments.
So,
what can we say about this movie that's never been done other than the same director of this directed Gone with the Wind? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. This is just amazing. It's this awesome movie. Awesome, 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 awesome movie.
And I've got.
I can't wait to introduce my children to it.
I don't suppose you've watched the extras on it.
No, I have seen Return to Oz, though.
Oh, yeah, with Rosie Balk.
That's her.
Never saw it.
In theaters.
They're going to do a new Wizard of Oz. They're talking about it.
Oh, are they? Any idea?
In 3D.
Oh. Of course it's in 3D. So what do we have to say about this? I think, I mean,
awesome
is anybody ever going to be able to beat Margaret Hamilton as Wicked Witch?
No.
No.
You can't.
You know what? I mean, think the reason why it's on the list is because I bought the Blu-ray set.
How is it on Blu-ray?
Looks great.
Is really going to pick it up then.
I mean...
Can you believe Shirley Temple was supposed to be Judy Garland? That was originally Shirley Temple.
Yeah, I know. Well, it would have been a very different film.
I know, but Judy Garland could sing. Shirley Temple just, I want a truck runner over, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is there anything wrong with this movie? I mean, what are they going to do now? I mean, I think the Tin Man works well. The Lion, Burt Lahr, is the only thing, because at that time period, they couldn't make it look better. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
I
that.
Thought his makeup.
Really? Right. I didn't like the face. I liked the costume, just the face was a little off for me.
It's very much just an extension of Bert's face.
Oh, maybe that. I've never seen him.
I've seen him without the makeup.
And the wizard,
kind of
I love the wizard make when they do the Wizard of Oz. Don't look behind that curtain. I think that's
actually
beautiful.
No. You saw him without the makeup
at the end.
At the end, when the three helpers at the farm.
Yeah, I know, but that's it. I don't know. What can I say about this movie? It's amazing, awesome. If you haven't seen it, why are you listening to the show? Go get it. Get in the cab. Who joined Bob when he's supposed to see Fight Club, which I'm sure he still hasn't seen yet.
No.
Okay.
But Ray Bolger's really good because he's got that rubbery body and he.
I think the dancing numbers work. This wasn't supposed to be a musical though. That's what I thought was funny.
It wasn't supposed to be?
They were trying to do it straight originally, not straight, but they were looking at it. But it just worked so well. I mean, that's what I'm worried about now when they re-release it. Is it going to be a musical still, or are they going to do it straight?
I suspect they're going to do it straight.
So it's not going to work.
Is it going to work?
Well, the books work.
The books are
the
amazing.
They're beloved books.
But the books are violent. Like the Tin Man killing this killer bees as they come towards him with his axe.
They're going to be... this is the problem, right? Is you know, they did the whole Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe movies, too. I mean, they're adapting them as is.
And which a bomb, because Disney dropped them. That's why we're still waiting for Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Well, I think it's because... Well, they're making the third one.
They are, but Disney dropped it. Somebody else is doing it now.
I mean, Prince Caspian would be enough to...
Oh, Ben Barnes alone. So what do we think about this?
It's classic design. There's no, I have no complaints, nothing critical to say.
Frank Morgan?
The Wizard? Might be the weakest part of the movie.
That's what I was... Frank
the Wizard?
Yeah.
Wizard's great.
Well, as the Wizard, yes, but as the
favorite song, guys?
The who?
Favorite song?
Favorite song.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's
the
one.
Classic. Like, do you guys have something besides that, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I always like when they go, rum-tum-tum, doo-doo-doo, the Faroe Land of Oz.
I will tell you, one thing that I found interesting when I was watching this on Blu-ray was I saw a lot of Lord of the Rings.
Really?
In certain sequences.
I'm going to have to rewatch it then.
When they go to the Witch's Palace.
Yes.
The Witch's Palace is basically the ghost city that... Frodo and Sam and
really?
Go by when they're going up that hill. It's basically the Witch's Palace from Wizard of Oz.
Well, we know Peter Jackson's a big movie buff.
And I, you know, he's interviewed in the new interviews they do for this feature.
Uh-huh.
And and you can actually see he's like, yeah, I mean, he's so influenced by Wizard of Oz and King Kong.
Oh, he loves King Kong
movies. That, you know, I think he threw a little bit of those films into.
Maybe
Lord
he
of the
did.
Rings. Speaking of Lord of the Rings, all right, they came out on Blu-ray.
I know, a couple weeks ago.
This week. But I've held off. I don't think I want to spend the money on just the movies. They're going to release the extended versions eventually.
Oh, they're not extended.
No, they're just the theatrical versions.
Then what's the point?
Well, that's basically my point.
Okay, because why would you buy, like, Toy Story just came out in DVD.
Blu-ray. Yeah, looks great.
You picked them up?
Yeah.
And where are the extras
in regular DVD, too.
Well, who cares? It's just a re-release.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say. This movie is just amazing. I mean, now you got me all excited
Simon
to go put
likes.
It on again. I love this movie.
Actually, Simon likes everything. Well,
I didn't get hang on. What is your other favorite song besides Over the Rainbow, Bob? Mine's when they're in the Wizard of Oz getting all buffed.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite.
I can't think of it. There was another one, and I can't think of it.
Do I sing it? If I only had a home.
No, that's not it.
Bert Lars singing. If I only had some courage.
I just can't think of it.
Okay, I'll name all the big songs, Bob. Maybe you can pick one of them eventually. Kevin?
I already said the one I liked.
Over the Rainbow?
And I want to move on to the next movie because we've talked about this for way too long.
Okay, move on.
All right, another classic movie since we're getting these things out of the way. The Sound of Music, directed by Robert Wise, starring Julie Andrews, Christopher Plummer, Angela Cartwright, Nicholas Hammond, as a child, future Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Richard Hayden, Eleanor Parker, Heather Menzies.
There's more.
Charmin Carr. Just be careful when you're going out with Heather Menzies. Depends on the time.
Your lead.
What can you say about right Sound of Music? It's perfect. Like,
I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe it's not perfect, but it's one of those movies you have to see.
No.
No.
Once.
About eight times for me. The hills are alive with
the
sound of music.
The nearest boat is leaving, so I don't have to listen to them sing.
Didn't like Edelweiss?
My niece loves this movie. My wife loves this movie. I had to sit and watch with my wife one day, and I told her I'd never seen another movie with you again. I hate this movie.
Oh, really?
It is dumb, boring. I just have no interest in listening to the Von Trapps.
Does it make you want to run around in the fields? And
naked, actually.
Well, goodbye.
That's the one she loves.
Good night.
I'd like to
stay.
Let's wrap this up. I want to get out of this movie. I hated it. All right.
So,
definitely thumbs up here.
It's okay. I don't love it. It's a classic.
You don't
my wife
love it?
Every year.
It's just one of those movies that, thankfully, I was not subjected. In a house of basically all men, we did not watch The Sound of Music.
Lucky for you.
Yeah.
I live in a house of all women now. I'm dead.
Wait until they're older.
What are you talking about? I grew up with my brother, my dad, and me.
And
you all watched?
Three to one.
And?
I think I was the only one that really wanted to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. You're the one with the Judy Garland records.
Ouch.
Actually, no.
Okay, last movie.
No, it's not the last movie. It's the
How to Steal a Million.
Third
directed
last
by
movie.
William Wyler, starring Audrey Hepburn, Peter O'Toole, Eli Wallach, and Charles Boyer.
I love Audrey Hepburn. I love this movie. It's light, popcorn fun for its time. Quite enjoyed it. Love Peter O'Toole. I think it's just a fun movie. And you forgot to add who else stars here. It's Mustache.
Who?
The security guy that with the big mustache. Mm-hmm. That's his name on IMDb.
Mustache.
He was my favorite guy in the thing. The guys who every time they have to do a security check, he goes and gets a drink.
Mm-hmm.
This movie's great. I mean, it's about Audrey Hepburn's dad, Charles Boyer, who's an art thief. An art, whatever, I can't remember.
Forger.
Forger. And that's it. And that's really the movie. And he gets himself in too deep. And then he loans something to the museum. And he's got to get fact-checked. And Audrey Hepburn signs off on it by accident. And they have to go steal it.
It was a fun movie. I liked it. It was okay.
I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it. Nothing really good. Not much to say. It's Audrey Hepburn. It's very light. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Beginning, middle, and end. And it's enjoyable to watch.
I don't like it as much as I like Charade and some of other...
No, I mean, I think those are a little more serious movies. This is a very light popcorn movie, I think, for her.
Bob, you're the one that found this one.
I didn't find it.
No, it was me.
No, he found it.
It was me.
I liked it. And what can you say about Audrey Hepburn that's bad? She's always good. I enjoyed it. It's been a while since I've seen it because somebody didn't watch it.
Yeah. How long did it take you guys to return my copy to me?
Doesn't matter. You have a DVD player that could, computer that could get it. Anyway, okay, never mind. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. is this the last one?
No, two more.
Two more.
All right. This is one that I suggested. Big Trouble in Little China, directed by John Carpenter, starring Kurt Russell, Kim Petrell, Kate Burton, Dennis Dunn, James Hong. Wow, okay, that's a lot of description there. James Hong was a longtime character actor in television from
Hawaii. He goes back to the 1950s.
Other TV shows, Bonanza, Kung Fu Panda.
Seinfeld, Table for Four.
Yep.
Seinfeld, Table for Four.
That's right, that was him too.
Yep.
Okay, Kev, go.
I like this movie. It's a fun movie. Jack Burton's a great character. You know, just this goofy truck driver. I'm out there causing, you know, he's talking like John Wayne and, you know, kind of fun, you know, kind of interesting, you know, the back alleys of San Francisco and sort of dating back to the story of Chinese heritage in that city. And
I think this problem has a lot of standing up. I think it works in the 80s really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it needs
to
be
a fun early 80s movie.
Yeah, it needs to be refilmed for now. They could make a remake of this. I'd be fine with it.
Even so, the effects are okay in that
movie. I thought they were okay. I just thought the story was a little lacking. I think it takes a long time to get going.
That's what I thought.
But once it starts, the prologue to get to the story, main points, take a while.
Yeah.
Like he's singing, playing music while he's driving his truck in the beginning. Yeah. Stops the truck, gambles for a good half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets to the airport. Oh, you need to get my money. So to get him to the airport, it was like a weird hit to get his money with. Oh, you're not going anywhere?
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, okay.
The thing was this Chinese demon has to marry a girl with green eyes.
Yes, I got that.
In order to become human and young again.
Yes.
Okay, but his friend, who he plays, he gambles with and owes him money, has to get this new bride.
Yes.
At the airport. And then two women arrive from the airport at the same time, and they're kidnapped, right? One is the girl with the green eyes, and then I don't know who the other one was, actually.
Kim Cattrall.
Well, Kim Cattrall's...
The other girl with green eyes.
She's the other girl with green eyes. She's not the one that...
Anyway. Is she picking up an exchange student or something? It's never said what she is.
Yeah. She's fun. She's a fun character. Like, that was my first exposure to Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, probably mine too. No, Porky's.
Mannequin.
I didn't see Mannequin.
I've never seen Mannequin 1 or 2.
What a shame.
Bob has
I
many
think
times.
This movie's okay. I think it's just solidly okay.
What if I had a...
I wish there were more, maybe... Like, why wasn't there a sequel to this?
Probably a good thing.
These guys just like working together. They did three movies or four movies together. Escape from New York, this, and The Thing were their three 80s movies.
Yeah, I know. You have I will watch The Thing this week, probably.
And, you know, this is just it's just a fun adventure movie.
Okay.
As opposed to Escape from New York, which is a little bit more serious, but with some fun elements. And there's nothing fun about The Thing.
No?
No.
Okay. It's okay. It didn't blow me away. I think it's okay. I thought Kim Cattrall was fine. I enjoyed her. Kate Burton, the rest of these guys. James Hong was good. I like James Hong. And actually, my favorite part of this are his henchmen. Mm-hmm. I thought the henchmen were the coolest part.
Okay.
I don't know. It's okay. It just, mm-hmm. I expected more. Bob?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to go with you on this one, Simon.
Yay!
It was okay, but it didn't stand out to me. Like, it just was there. And that's the first time I've ever said it was there.
Kevin, it was there.
It was there.
It was there. Okay, last movie on the list.
Last movie on the list.
Yay.
Bring It On, directed by Peyton Reed, starring Kirsten Dunst, Eliza Dushku, Gabrielle Union, Jesse Bradford.
You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. Absolutely loved this movie. So much fun.
They call this the
Who took over Simon's body? Who took
this
over
movie
Simon's
was
body?
Great. Yeah. I loved it. But it blew me away. You see Kirsten Dunst in her uniform, you know, this whole guy thing. Oh, we're supposed to love chicks in uniform? I didn't think of it until I saw Elijah Dashku sign me up for cheerleading school. Mm. Wow. Kirsten Dunst, please, you're blocking the screen. I'm watching Elijah Dashku. But my favorite scene was the choppiness of Elijah Dashku when she's doing her backflips and everything. Mm-hmm. And then they go, boing, and they shoot the shot of you again, and it's Elijah Dashku. I'm like, wait, that's a bad transition statement.
Which one?
When Elijah Dashku is trying out, they're like, can you do a half pike, triple, whatever? And she goes, and does like 15 black flips, and then and then they always shoot her again for the front. I'm like, guys, I know that wasn't her.
Because
they're shooting about 40 feet away from her, and then the close-up on her when she's done. Yeah. And there's no sweat on her. Yeah. I'm really impressed she could do that with no sweat.
Yeah, that was
because I was quite impressed, because I think I'd be dead on the floor praying, waiting for the paramedics to show up. Well, that was. I think this movie is fantastic.
I agree. I love this movie. It's actually I loathe the recent one you made me watch.
Oh,
Fight to the Finish.
That's all right. But I was watching for this one. I watched the wrong one.
Listen,
I watched number two.
I watched this one on a lark years ago, and I'm like, well, this is a good movie. This
it's an excellent movie.
It's a surprisingly really entertaining film with interesting characters. And
I have a question on here, Bob. Why are we missing somebody? We're missing the chick from Sabrina. She's not on the credit list. She was in 45 episodes. She plays Libby on Sabrina, and she's in... she's also in She's Out of My League. She's in... But when you watch She's Out of My League, she plays the old girlfriend.
I know what you mean.
But no, I think this movie's great. If you haven't seen this, you should watch this. Fire It Up, one after another, and they're just both fun movies. Fire It Up's like the guy's version of Bring It On, isn't it?
Yeah. Bob was looking strange and kind of amused here.
Okay. Now, before I comment on this, I'm going to ask, who are you two, and what have you done with Kevin and Simon?
This movie's great.
I know that, but who are you?
I loved it.
This is a cheerleading movie. Who are you?
You can like cheerleaders, I think. Kevin, you can like cheerleaders, I think.
Sure, why not?
Nothing wrong with a good cheer. Oh. Go Toros. What? I think this is great.
His name is Bob. He
is a lark.
Okay, now.
I think that the ending's a little predictable, and that was my only issue. Is the ending's kind of predictable? But it's a cheerleader.
That's my Simon. Okay, there you go.
Did you not think the ending was predictable?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, you thought they were going to win again?
No. Okay, no. Well, no, I don't know.
I mean,
anyway.
They need the money for the computers or books or whatever.
They came in second, I thought. The other team came in first.
Right, the one that needed the money.
Oh,
the inner city school that had no money.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be fair to take it away from
them. Well, I thought it was. I would have thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, that's it.
Yes. So funny that I can remember that. Okay, now that I'm gone. In here, there must be some Toros in the atmosphere.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob. Come on.
Anyway, okay, bring it on. Now I'm going to have to agree with you guys because I love this movie. I think I actually own it.
I do too.
You do? What?
You great. Own it. So well, I have scrounged around for coffee the other day. Neither you guys called me up.
Anybody any DVDs anymore. That's my new policy.
That's fine. I don't have an issue with it.
Void Busters is closed.
Yeah. Well, after Inkheart.
That was a mistake.
I finally got my copy of Inkheart back today.
Today.
I bought that movie on DVD today's like last summer.
And I was accused of having it all this time.
Exactly.
And I told you I didn't have it.
Thumbs up for this movie.
Thumbs up. Go out and buy it.
I own it.
It's a must-purchase movie.
Somebody else buy it because all the three of us own it.
For the 10th anniversary edition of Bring It On.
Well, they have the 10th anniversary of 10 Things I Hate About You, so why not this?
That's a great movie, too.
Yes, it is. I loved it.
Okay.
Okay, so that's episode 42 of Extra Features.
If you want to get in touch with us, please mail us at extrafeaturespodcast@hotmail.com or email Bob directly at do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Do-do.
And if they make it...
Simon makes us watch it, and
bye.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern forevermore.